This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Second hour of the program. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Got the audio all set to go here of the most relevant portion of what is a fairly lengthy video coming out of a hospital, a university hospital in Salt Lake City. Deseret News publishing a 19-minute version of this. I have not watched the entire thing, but I did cut out the portion where the nurse is being arrested by the officer and a few moments prior to that where she's explaining to him, and I didn't get the whole explanation in this clip, but she explains to him that the reason why she can't take blood from this unconscious man that they brought her, because there was a car accident and the man who's unconscious was actually the car that was run into. The man who ran into his car was dead, basically. And so this is the victim. They, for whatever reason, wanted to take blood from the victim, presumably to see if he was somehow under the influence. But because they didn't have a warrant, and because he wasn't conscious to consent to the blood draw, and finally, because he wasn't under arrest for anything, because just a victim of a car crash, so they didn't have any reason to arrest him at that point. They would have if they could have proven that he was under the influence.
Well, we just need to make it illegal to be the victim of a car crash, and then we can arrest everybody.
And so she explains to the officer, while on the phone with her supervisor, hey, look, she even has the paperwork to show, like, here are the rules. We agreed to this. The hospital agreed that these were the circumstances, these three circumstances, the only circumstances under which we will conduct a blood draw from somebody. She explains that to the officer, and then this happens. So I'm just going to play the audio here.
I'm just trying to do what I'm supposed to do. That's all. So.
Okay, so I take it without those in place, I'm not going to give blood. Is that? Am I fair to surmise that?
I don't know. I have no idea why she's blaming me. I'm just representing. Are you blaming the
messenger? So that's the supervisor. A little hard to hear him. He says, why are you blaming the messenger? He's asking the officer that because she's just saying to the officer what the policy of the hospital is as delivered to her by the supervisor. So the supervisor's like, look, I'm the one who's telling you this, officer. She's just the person standing in front of you. And for the officer, that's good enough, he says.
She's the one that has told me no.
She's the one that has told me no.
Yes, sir, you're making a huge mistake right now. Like, you're making a huge mistake.
Okay.
Oh, please.
No, we're back.
No.
Now, the person who said, oh, please, I believe is the man wearing the video camera who I believe to be one of the other officers. And the reason I believe that's the case is because there's another angle on this from the officer. Officer Payne is the man who makes the arrest that's about to happen here in a moment. But that statement there, and you'll hear a few other words that's said by the man with the camera. Let me play it right back here.
Oh, please.
You're threatening a nurse, and then the man with the camera sounds like he says, oh, please.
Right.
So does that mean, am I to interpret that to mean that the man with the camera, presumably an officer in this case, is saying, oh, please, to the idea that they're threatening the nurse?
Yeah, like, it sounded as though he was being rather defensive and sort of brushing it off.
Like,
there's no threat here. We're just saying you're going to get arrested if you don't do what we say. That's not a threat.
Well, did they
a threat
say
is I'm going to bash your head
no,
in.
Did they at any point say we're going to arrest you if you do not
I've not
hear
watched
that.
The video.
I didn't
so
hear
I
that when
know.
I listened
did you
to
watch
it?
The first portion?
I didn't watch the first portion of it, though. But at least during the incident, the more immediate incident, with them going back and forth, they didn't say anything about arresting her. So.
Okay. Oh, please.
We're done. You're under arrest.
All right, so what you can't see happening here in the video is when this cop, this is Payne, who's saying, we're not, well, we're done, you're under arrest. He's grabbing at her and lunging towards her. She has stepped away from him. So if they were going to charge her with something, they probably could have charged her with resisting.
You know what blows my mind about this? Why is the officer saying we're done and then going after her? Because that's when if somebody says you're done, then that would presume that
we're
you can
done
leave.
Talking. That's what he meant.
We're done talking, and now it's time for action.
Yep.
But he doesn't say that. He just goes and lunges at her.
There's a lot of times when people don't say everything that you know they're thinking, but a lot of stuff is implied.
Yeah, that's right.
So
right.
when you go to a restaurant, a lot of times you'll say, "Can I get?" When you're placing your order, even though you know it's implied, you're ordering that particular thing,
as opposed to "I'd like to order."
Right?
Is that what you mean?
Okay.
Well, in this case, you've got a police officer who many officers aren't known for their intelligence. Officer Payne here clearly is, you know, much better suited to be a gorilla who just grabs people and, you know, throws them
in
places.
I pick things up, I put them down. And just to, you know, make sure people, you know, don't think that you're just, you know, randomly insulting police officers.
No, I'm specifically insulting Officer Payne.
But there have actually been court rulings that have said that police departments can wind up removing people from the candidate pool for being too intelligent.
Smart. Yeah, and that's the policy of some departments. I believe it was New Haven, Connecticut, which made the news about that years ago.
Oh, yeah.
For that. So
that's
where they
that happened.
If you were like more than 100 or 120, I think it was 120 or something like that in intelligence, or maybe it was
the officer
was scoring 120 on IQ and he was disqualified because of that.
Yep.
So Officer Payne has had enough of this. He's going to let her, you know, have
bring the pain.
Hey, we're done, sir. I had it.
Did he say, I'm Payne? I heard somebody say something about Payne there.
It did sound like
that. Play that again here.
Hey, we're done, sir. I had it.
It does sound like somebody said, I'm Payne.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, what's happening here is, again, she's kind of tried to get away from him, but of course, he's coming at her, and he grabs her, and then he literally just shoves her down the hallway, and it's just so unnecessarily violent.
Hey.
And she's yelling, somebody
okay. Another officer is saying, hey, back off. You can't do this, but not actually using those words.
Yeah, he says pain and he says hey, but he doesn't say anything else. So the officer.
It sounded to me like the other officers don't necessarily agree with these. They're not forcefully
saying it. They're not
true.
Inserting themselves. They're not clearly saying it. He said pain, he said hey, and he said hey.
I think
hey
it's more
again.
Like a silent way to say it to your colleague without actually saying something that's going to cause a problem later. That's how it comes off to me.
Well, Payne's not paying any attention. I mean, he's manhandling her.
Yeah.
At this point, he's got her outside. They've gone down a hallway, and he's pushed her up a trash against like a trash can or something outside.
Yeah, it sounds like he recognizes the other officer recognizes that this is wrong.
He's out of control.
Yeah, yeah.
But he's probably afraid of this guy.
Like, yeah, probably.
He's a big guy, and there's another officer in I forget which video. Maybe it's the one with the camera, or maybe there's a third officer. I'm not sure how many officers there are on the scene. But the other officer is a little more of a scrawny kind of officer.
Hey.
At this point, he's got her pushed up against, like, the side of the building. There's, like, sliding doors that, you know, open up, and she's right there. And this other officer is literally standing in front of her as she's screaming. So the video footage is very clear what's going on. There's a slight portion where one of the other sort of hospital men is kind of standing in the way, and you can't really see what happens, but you can see it from Payne's perspective because there's a video on from his camera where you can see totally, you know, him pushing her and just being completely unnecessarily violent.
Stop! I've done nothing wrong!
Now, this is that moment where one of the, let's call them, respectables. You know, a nurse is not known for, nurses generally, I mean, every now and then a nurse is going to get arrested for something, but generally nurses are sort of one of the respectable people in society, right? Right? People look up to them, they help people, they're generally considered to be good people, and this lady probably never thought she would have an encounter like this with the police. She is shocked. Not only from the violence that's happening to her,
they're abusing her. Of course she's going
to
be shot.
Not only from the violence that's happening to her, but because it's happening from a police officer who we've all been trained or out there supposedly to help us. It's a shock to the system in a lot of ways.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas. PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. The toll-free number does allow you to bring up anything you want, although we are discussing, and almost all the calls tonight have been about this nurse in Utah who's been arrested, ultimately released after close to half an hour in police custody, and not charged with anything, but they arrested her because she was not going along with what they demanded that she do. She was not violating her patient's privacy. She was not violating her patient's rights. In this case, it was an unconscious man who was involved in a car crash. He was not the victim. He was not the crasher. And the officer was told by this nurse that Ms. Alex Wobbles is her name, that he didn't have a warrant. She didn't have consent from the unconscious man, and he wasn't under arrest for anything, so without any one of those three options, she was not going to participate in drawing his blood, and the officer basically said, well, you're under arrest, and went ahead and grabbed her, manhandled her, shoved her down a hallway, shoved her out a door, pushed her up against a wall. I mean, just entirely unnecessarily violent. She's screaming the entire time, just shocked that this is happening to her. And you were right, Chris, that this is something that is a shocking, you know, event, but it's more shocking for somebody in her circumstance. I mean, it wouldn't be okay for the cops to treat us like that,
yeah,
but we would expect to be treated
by
some cops, right?
Right? You know, we're not naive. We're not, you know, a naive professional. It doesn't know anything about the law. I mean, we've had interactions with the, you know, law enforcement. We know the kind of abuses and things that they do, yeah, that they shouldn't do, but
she's probably
anyway
had interactions too, but they've probably mostly been pleasant and respectful,
right,
until now.
Oh, I'm sure.
And so this was a real shock to her system. She can't believe this is happening to her. Daryl, did you say you had some quotes from her? Because I'm going to finish I do. I'm going to finish this audio here real fast for anybody just tuning in. That's what we're doing. We're going to play some of this audio, and you're welcome to comment. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. By the way, you don't need money to do business on Cindy.com. It's a slick and easy-to-use marketplace where you trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy. It's Cindy.com. S-I-M-B-I, Simbi. You won't believe the diversity of services available on Simbi.com. Hundreds of thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. So go get your account at Simbi.com and take a look around and post your services, Simbi.com. So after shoving this nurse out a door and up against a wall as he is effecting an arrest, handcuffing her, here's the rest of the audio. Well, the reason why it's happening is because this man is on a power trip. He is an adrenaline junkie and doesn't like being told no, and he believes that he is basically untouchable, and the evidence is he probably is untouchable for behaving in these ways, so there's no check against this man virtually for this kind of behavior.
But paid administrative leave, that's kind of a check, right?
Which is likely what he's going to get if he's in any way put on hold.
But cops are our friends. They can't do no wrong.
It's a shocker.
This is crazy.
Hold on. Did one of those cops say, this is what is necessary?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
After she said, this is crazy.
Let me turn it off here. Hang on a second. And this is what is necessary. No, I don't think that's a cop. I think it's one of the guys. There's two white-shirted men who are clearly like hospital orderlies or something like that.
Saying this is totally unnecessary.
I think one of them says this is totally unnecessary.
Yeah, unnecessary. That's what I'm hearing. Okay, yeah, totally. I thought it said this is totally necessary.
No, none of the other cops. The only other cop who seems to say anything is the one cop who earlier was saying,
pain,
hey.
Pain.
Hey, and then he says pain, which is the name of the officer who's conducting the arrest.
I can't make out any of what was just said there.
So ultimately, she asks, why is he so angry? And again, it's because, well, cops are used to being obeyed. They're used to people doing whatever they say, even following orders that are illegal, which is what this man wanted her to do, to violate this patient's rights because he said so. and it was the official policy of the hospital. She was following that hospital policy. He was following the orders, supposedly, of his supervisor, and so those orders came into conflict, and yep. the man with the gun, you know, won the day in that particular instance, although ultimately later, according to New York Daily News, NYDailyNews.com, they cut her loose after keeping her in the back of a cruiser for about 20 minutes with no charges ultimately filed against her. Now, you said you had some quotes from Ms. Alex Wibbles, the nurse in question.
Yes, and again, this from NBC News. Article begins that she says what was the scariest was not being manhandled by the detective. It was that none of the other officers watching did anything to intervene.
Yep.
Quote from Alex Wibbles, I was being bullied. Nobody was willing to speak up for me. That is one of the main points of this whole issue. Not only is she a nurse, she's also a former Olympic athlete.
Wow.
So, again, somebody that, you know, like, this is what you said, you know, she's one of the respectables. Somebody that, you know, you don't expect to see in a situation like this. She said the Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski did reach out to me with a personal apology.
That's
I accepted that apology.
It's not the same.
Yeah. You know,
to have some figurehead of the city issue an apology, not the same as actually having it come from the man who committed the act.
The detective and his supervisor have neither one issued an apology.
And they never will.
She called the disgrace that they put upon, or rather, she called that a disgrace that they put upon themselves. Again, she was not charged with any crime. When asked whether she believes Payne should be disciplined, she said, that's not for me to make that choice. I do think a lot of police act appropriately and are there to help.
Wow.
I think that's true.
I don't understand how people can have that. After having gone through all of that, how can they still cling to this idea
that's
that...
her experience.
Well, there are some cops that
she
are...
Two seconds ago,
Jeffrey Dahmer, so
she,
all cops can't be bad.
Seconds ago, she just said nobody came to her rescue, none of the other cops.
No doubt.
That were there, that but, were there. You know...
And
like,
yet, you can hold these cops up
on
a
cops
platter?
That would have intervened, just happened to have been on the other side of the city arresting a burglar.
Well, and she's had interactions with other cops as a, you know, hospital nurse. She's probably interacted with a number of officers over the years that she's been there, and most of those interactions have probably been pleasant where they've been respectful towards her, and so that's why this was such a shock to the system.
Further, Wibble said, of Detective Payne, he was on a mission. I just knew I was in the right.
Yeah, she wasn't being targeted those other times, and that's the thing. That's what cops do. They target people.
Right.
So, you know, they'll target one person in a group to pick on and go from there. So,
good for her. Kudos to her for refusing to do the wrong thing.
She also said, I'm still confused. So, like, this entire situation is still baffling to everybody involved, it seems.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Coming up, intellectual property. The Rubik's Cube Company is apparently bringing some action against competitors. We'll explain coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free. Join us on the radio and take control of the airwaves. 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so feel free to Skype on in to join us at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
Also, don't forget, you can shop with Free Talk Live over at shop.freetalklive.com. When you do that, Free Talk Live gets a cut of the purchase price. It's the same great Amazon experience that you're used to. It's just that you're entering through our affiliate link, so Free Talk Live gets a piece of the purchase rather than all of it going to Amazon. So once again, start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Whether you are Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, or Amazon US user, we got links for all three of them there at shop.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to the fun, and then coming up, we'll talk about the Rubik's Cube intellectual property lawsuit or court situation of some sort. I don't know the story. Daryl has it. He'll share it with us. But first, Tom is in Nashua, New Hampshire. Actually, I don't know if my internet connection is working right now, which means that I have no ability to actually call up Tom's call. So if our board op is listening to me and wants to bring Tom on, at this point it doesn't appear that I have internet access, and so what we have here is a situation that normally we
I'm
can
here.
Just he is there. Okay, thank you for that, Mr. Operator. I appreciate that. Tom, go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, it's about the Cobb County, Georgia
cop that was telling the motorist, oh, no, we only kill black people. Okay, you heard about that one.
No, I missed that one.
Yeah. I saw a headline on
that. Yeah, I heard about this. This is crazy.
Well, I emailed that police chief to express that I think the cop should be fired because, in part, it's an outrageous lie. They don't only kill black people. They'll kill any people. Oh, by the way, police chief, who are you planning to sponge off of after you're all done exterminating the humans?
Cops are trained to lie. They're not going to get fired for that.
No, certainly not. I mean, they are going to kill pretty much anybody, but they may actually kill more blacks per, capita than others. That's probably true.
But who are they going to sponge off of if they exterminate all the humans?
Well, they're not stupid enough to do that. I mean, they're not going to do that.
They're not going to kill all the people.
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, about the case,
They can't start killing all the respectables off because they got attorneys and stuff, and then they might actually get held accountable.
So what they got to do is, like that case out in Utah there, it's a perfect example of what I've been saying. The unalienable right not to be arrested preempts the rule of law, and here she is being taken into custody for no reason. If you happen to be walking down the street or you're at the hospital waiting room or anything, you ever see any confrontation, chase, scuffle, or shootout going on between cops and humans, always presume the cops are 100% in the wrong, first of all. if you serve them right, if after a drug raid a cop gets rushed into the hospital, with a gunshot wound, bleeding all over the place, and the nurse refuses to provide treatment. Okay, well, hey, you brought it on yourself. People should never render aid to a cop in distress either.
Well, I mean, I think that you go a little too far, but you tend to be an advocate for violence, and I don't agree with that, Tom. Thanks for the call tonight. Police are human beings. They are fallible. Unfortunately, the fact that they're fallible combined with the fact they have power means that huge mistakes are made that can cost people their lives, their fortunes, their family members. I mean, can cost their jobs. The police have this incredible, just basically nearly unchecked ability to get away with any kind of just absolute ridiculous wielding of violence and power. And that is the problem. That doesn't mean that they shouldn't be shown compassion. That doesn't mean that they shouldn't be shown forgiveness. But it would be nice if the police, could find some compassion, some of them, because not all of them are cold, heartless monsters, but there definitely are some of them that act like robots, and they do not act like they care about people.
Right, and again, the cop apologist will say, well, that's just a few bad apples.
It's not.
And it might just be, but hold on, the full sentence is, few bad apples spoils the bunch.
Right, you did have a couple of, at least one, if not more than one, other cop in the situation with the nurse, and all the other cop did was say hey a couple times and said the cop's the other cop's name, but that cop was so involved in making that arrest he didn't hear any
of
that.
He didn't yell at the guy. He didn't say hey, knock it off.
Not only could he have yelled at the guy, but he could have separated him, be like, whoa, you are out of line,
right?
And he would have been within his rights to do that.
Hey, stop. But he didn't even say stop.
He just said hey. Yeah,
pain.
Yep. No, that didn't get his attention. Payne. Didn't work. If he was intending to get Payne's attention, Officer Payne, the resting officer,
he would have yelled.
Yeah, if he wanted to get his attention,
he would have said, knock it off.
Yeah.
He would have said things that I can't say on the radio.
Right, and it may have been a rank issue as well. So Payne was a detective in this case, and he may have been backed by a couple of rookies or a couple of privates or whatever the heck they call the entry level cops. They don't use the term private.
Generally,
it's a military
just officer.
Term. Yeah, okay, officer.
So it's officers, sergeants, lieutenants.
Okay, captain.
And chief. Detective is just like a complete different.
Detective's higher up than officer though, because you have to start as an officer,
right,
and then you get promoted to detective.
But you could be,
and you
a,
be a sergeant and
without
a
being a detective.
Right.
You could be a detective.
That's
blah
correct.
Blah blah. So it's a different chain of command, if you will.
But still, generally, the detective is higher than
officers. Are higher than officers.
Yeah. So who knows what sort of things were in play there. But we've seen so many videos of police just acting ridiculous and violent with other cops there just watching it happen.
Yep.
It's one thing for them to assist, because then they're complicit in it directly. But in this case, they're complicit in it in that they didn't do anything
right
about it. So had they separated, had those two other cops or whatever separated Officer Payne or Detective Payne from the victim, the nurse in this case, I don't think they would have been held liable for any kind of assault or anything like
right.
that. That
so
man was out of control.
That there's active compliance and then passive compliance.
What do you mean?
Or not compliance, but you know, like you're either actively involved or you're passively. So
yeah.
they were passively involved
sure.
in this situation because they stood there and watched it happen
right.
and let it happen.
And they couldn't claim they didn't know what was happening.
Right.
Oh,
so
no, definitely not.
They weren't trying to stop it, but they also weren't trying to, you know, like take part in the assault.
I'm curious, have either of you guys have seen a lot of cops in the real world. Have you ever seen another cop get involved and like stop another officer from doing something that they shouldn't have been doing?
In real life?
Yeah.
I think I've seen a video or two.
I feel like I've seen one video.
And that officer wound up being discharged from her duties.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. So if you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Obviously, this is a discussion that I think is very important to talk about the police and talk about, you know, different options for how we can move forward without, you know, how can we have protection services without having this insanity where these men and women get on these power trips and have absolutely no responsibility for their actions.
I would say something along the lines of a free market, and to some extent you have that with private security. To where if a private security guard were to do this,
and they were there,
that person would have lost his job. The security company would then probably wind up having a really bad PR disaster on their hands.
Mm-hmm.
And they would have to try to salvage contracts, because who wants to hire private security knowing that
they're a liability?
They let their officers get away with this stuff.
Yeah, this is the biggest problem with this
insurance liability.
With our current system is that there's no liability on the officers or the people who are committing these assaults.
So we're not going to have a free market tomorrow, but with the current system, we could have some reforms where the officers are liable for their actions.
Yeah, and it's not unprecedented. And there are other states that have there's all sorts of different liability. I want to say waivers. So there's different types of liability, and so certainly at least we could reduce the number of waivers from liability that cops have.
Let's continue. Your calls and thoughts welcome. You can join us here toll free 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And this is Free Talk Live. Also, Skype in. Skype username, lrn.fm.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi, S-I-M-B-I.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free. Join us right here. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Coming up, Rubik's Cube, strangely, is in the news. The classic childhood toy that none of us could probably complete at any point. Have either of you guys ever actually completed a Rubik's Cube?
Yes.
Really?
But
you took off the labels?
No.
No. I did have help. How's that?
There's actually a Rubik's Cube solver thing that I found online to where you type in, you know, like, here's what each one of the sides looks like.
Wow.
And then it
shows you the steps.
Does algorithms and tells you the steps.
That's cheating.
Yeah.
I didn't say it wasn't. I said I solved it with help.
Right.
Yeah. So I've not, but I know people who have.
Oh, I know people who have as well.
Yeah, Bob would definitely be able to solve
this. This is your boyfriend.
Yeah, yeah.
So more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We'll talk about the Rubik's Cube thing here in moments. But first, let's go to Ralph in New Jersey for your daily dose of racism. Go ahead, Ralph, because you don't ever talk about anything else. Anything.
Sometimes he laughs.
You know, every now and then he'll call about Trump, but it's been a long time.
The animalistic ways of the black, and I will talk about that later on.
How about the animalistic ways of this police officer?
He was a white guy.
An old white guy.
Officer Payne.
Detective Payne.
And the nurse was what?
The nurse was also white. That's right.
Okay, so that's white on white. Thanks goodness. That didn't...
Aren't you going to qualify him as an animal? But, I mean, he roughed this lady up.
The fact of the matter is, the hate that he produced in this country, that is black bigotry. The hate that hate produced in this
the
country.
The hate that hate produced.
That's
so
right.
Hate
it's black
produced
bigotry.
Some
it's black
hate.
Bigotry. It's black bigotry. And, there's got to be a way for you white guilty to be the antidote for that. Because
the antidote for hate?
For the black racism that is currently going on in this country
right now. Are white guilty people going, if, presuming there are any on this show, which I don't think there are, but you seem to be obsessed with the idea, how are white guilty people going to be able to...
How about we just counteract your bigotry?
Well, we do that every time. I mean...
You put out this hyperbole, this hypothesis, this fantasy, this illusion, this hype. Can't you not at least, see this for, see this man Ralph for what he is? He's just a pretend racist. Okay.
See Ralph for what he is?
Are you talking about yourself? The guy that we're talking to right now?
Are you talking about yourself in the third person?
Yeah, I think he is.
Every damn racist, cannot be racist enough since he can't, look at the character of people rather than their
complexion. I am so confused. Are you saying right now that you're actually you're just putting us on, that you're a pretend racist that you call every time and you're not actually...
Wasn't that Archie Bunker, the Archie Bunker character on TV? He was just a pretend racist. In real life, he was not that.
I have no clue if any of the things you just said were
Archie
words.
Bunker. Yeah, he's talking about a television character. What show is that guy from?
All in the Family. Rob Reiner, Meathead.
Was there a Ralph on that show that he's talking about?
No. Archie Bunker was a white guy.
I don't think there was any, but, more
so
to my
confused.
Point, the animalistic ways of the black. Here we go again, right?
What about the racist ways of you to where you only call black people animals, but you never refer to white people that do horrible things to be animals?
You don't even refer to
Rodrigo Duterte.
You don't refer to Rodrigo Duterte
as an animal.
That's the president of the Philippines.
What about that? Can you, that's all of you. You woke man and you are white guilty.
Huh? Why am I guilty?
Explain, can you explain what this man is saying?
Who?
That this, I believe he is referred to, that's Charles Barkley being described. You know who Charles Barkley
is? The basketball player.
Yeah, the round mound of rebound. From two pounds over from where I grew up.
What about Charles Barkley? I mean, he's old. Was he in the news again?
He is referred to as a black white supremacy. Now, what was people trying to
say? He's a black white supremacy?
White supremacy, correct.
What does that mean? That he supports white supremacy?
He has a different position with regard to. General Lee and what's currently going on right now, largely driven by...
Here's the headline. According to The Root, Charles Barkley is a great example of a black white supremacist.
There you go. The Root, right.
Are you saying that he's like a like an Uncle Tom?
You see, the black white supremacy, we can come up with that kind of term. I definitely can also come up with the term white guilty, black bigotry. White guilty.
I still don't understand what you're saying. I'm sorry, Ralph. I'm trying my best. I'm trying my best. I'm going to give you one more chance. How is he a black white supremacist? What does that even mean?
Well, you ask him. The Roots is
I'll just call him right up and ask him.
The Roots is an Afrocentric, whatever that. Supposed to mean. Now, what does that mean, actually, Wolfman? The term Afrocentric. What does that mean?
Thank you for the call tonight, Ralph. I try my best here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. TheBlaze.com reporting on August 25th, Charles Barkley is branded as a black white supremacist after comments on crime and Confederate statues. NBA analyst Charles Barkley drew heavy criticism from the black community this week simply for refusing to condemn Confederate statues and calling for an end to black-on-black crime. Michael Harriet, a writer for The Root, blasted the former NBA basketball star in a piece titled Charles Barkley is a Great Example of a Black White Supremacist after Barkley infuriated the black community. And this is such poor writing. I'm sorry. The idea that the black community is any one thing or has any single belief is ridiculous. Just in the same way that all whites don't agree on everything.
But, you know, there are people that want to push a narrative, and part of that narrative is collectivism of every person that fits into fill-in-the-blank category.
They're the same.
Thinks and, you know, acts the same. The LGBT community, blah, blah, blah. The black community, blah, blah, blah. The Hispanic community, blah, blah, blah.
It's part of the problem, what you're talking about there.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Collectivism is a problem.
And here's another story from all the way back in May, where Charles Barkley took on Richard Spencer. And this Richard Spencer guy is one of the, you know, the worst, scuzziest white supremacists out there.
Yep.
So, I mean, clearly if Charles Barkley is debating this guy, he's obviously not a white supremacist. I mean, what a ridiculous claim. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. But apparently, according to The Blaze, they say here, Barkley called told a Birmingham, Alabama news station he felt the time and energy spending debating the viability and necessity of Confederate monuments was a waste. I totally agree with him. I don't understand why people went and fought over a damn monument to some Southern soldier. It just doesn't make sense to me. It's just such, look, you like that soldier that much? Go ahead and buy the monument or something. Raise some money and go take it and put it somewhere. But to fight over, you know, how important it is, it's not important. No one cares. No one should care, at least. Like, apparently people do care.
And
too many of them.
Your suggestion of buy it and put it on your own private property, easier said than done, because a lot of southern states have passed laws recently saying that monuments that have been on public property for more than 40 years can't be modified.
Wow. Let's go to Chris.
Can't be moved, can't be removed.
Chris is in Arizona listening to K-Talks. Hello, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, that police thing in Utah?
Yeah, where the cop arrested the nurse.
Yeah, from what I understand of the story, that the nurse gave him the three reasons she would be permitted that were agreed to by his police department.
That's correct.
One was a warrant, one was if the patient gave consent,
yep.
And one is if the person was under arrest.
Correct.
Now, the patient itself, themselves, I understand, was incapacitated.
The person was unconscious at the time. Stand by, Chris. You're driving at something. We're going to give you a chance to explain it coming up here in moments. Hang through the news with us. It's Free Talk Live. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. Just visit pool.bitcoin.com and use their calculator to estimate what you could end up making. You get to decide which Bitcoin you want to mine. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. Get all the details and get started mining Bitcoin at pool.bitcoin.com.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz at Dynavite.
This year, whenever you order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog, we'll send you a free sample of one of the other doggy things we make.
Like liquid chops, super mega fish oil, or doggo suds shampoo.
What's on your dog's wish list?
We'll offer a different freebie each week at Dynavite.com.
Don't you just love the sound of healthy, happy dogs?
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.